Becca, do you want to clean that matches your vibe?
Sure.
Are you tired of meh smelling cleaning products?
Totally.
Well, then clean confidently with coconut scented Clorox Scentiva. Its powerful clean and refreshing scents transform every room in your home into a coastal getaway.
Because it smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like inspiration.
Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store. Also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
Tanya, I have great news.
Yes?
With all of your wedding activities on the horizon, I thought you'd be excited to find out the sale you wait for is finally here. Macy's Friends and Family Sale.
Yes! What perfect timing.
You can get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more.
This is incredible. I need to plan for my bachelorette party, bridal shower, rehearsal dinner. I mean, so now I know exactly where to look.
Exactly. And you can get 15% off beauty, makeup, and more, plus free shipping when you spend $25.
Amazing. Macy's Friends and Family Sale is April 25th through May 5th. Shop at Macy's.com and in-store.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need two or three ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by two sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card?
With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve.
Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Scrubbing in with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rad, an iHeartRadio and two-time People's Choice Award-winning podcast.
Hello, everybody. We are scrubbing in. We have a really fun show today. I would say as always, but today is really fun.
Today's a celebration because we are celebrating early the birth of Rebecca Tilley.
Yeah, I walked into Tanya's office in her apartment with 32 balloons. Each one has a handwritten note of a reason why she loves me, and a cake with sprinkles in it surrounded by Dr. Pepper cans. Like, it really is just my aesthetic in here.
And like, when I tell you, I spent all day yesterday doing it, I literally did. And it made me, it was like the highlight of my weekend, like even down to the color. Like, so I bought all white cake and white frosting. Cause I knew I wanted to do like a vibe of sprinkles, you know, but then I was like, do I want to make the cake pink and the frosting white, or do I want to make the frosting pink and the cake white? Like, were the thoughts in my head yesterday.
Well, it really all came together. And the notes are so funny. Like, some of them are really sentimental and sweet, like talking about me falling in love and how it's been so sweet to witness it. And then it's like, sometimes it was like, I'll never admit this out loud, but sometimes I crave Raising Cane's toast because of you. Which is the first she's ever admitted that. So that was significant.
It is true. There's something about that toast. I don't know if it's the toast. I think it's the toast.
It's the toast and the sauce.
I know the sauce is good, but there's something about, like, and I don't like bread, really. Like, I'm not like a bread girl, you know? I'm like, give me a good piece of bread. But that toast is, like, unmatched.
Yeah, that was a satisfying admission for me to read. I was like, every time we go, she acts so grossed out by it. And I'm like, there's no way she's this turned off by delicious Texas toast and chicken fingers.
Oh, sorry. These are like really in your face.
But while we're on the topic of celebration, we wanted to talk about our live show that we have coming up. It's going to be on November 13th. So basically what we're going to do, we're going to grab some of our good friends who are also nominated for People's Choice Awards. We're going to bring them in for a live, just like, party, essentially.
Yeah, and a live mantle.
And we're doing a live mantle, which I know y'all love a mantle, and this one's going to be really entertaining because it's going to be live, so nothing will be cut off.
And I do think that our dynamic of a podcast shifts a little bit when it's done in the PM hour. Well, I guess we're always in the PM hour.
Well, no, the later PM hour, right, okay, though. Okay. The like happy hour time, which is when it's starting. So,
which includes some bevvies.
Yeah, some bevvies. So the tickets are available on
You could just go to our Instagram at scrubbinginpod, and it's linked for you right there.
And if you don't want to do that, you can go to onlocationlive.com to get your tickets. And it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to start at 5 p.m. Pacific time. So that'll be 8 p.m. for you Easterners.
Oh, wow. That's really a party.
And then the first 100 scrubbers to show that they voted 25 times for the People's Choice Award podcast. This was in the past. So if you voted,
they are reaching out to people now. I'm seeing all the action unfold because since we logged into the Scrubbing In Instagram page, I now get all the alerts. And so I'm like seeing people reach out and respond in lieu of their tickets. So it's all happening now.
Okay. And just so you know, a portion of the proceeds go to Young Survivor Coalition, and it's Young Adults Facing Breast Cancer Together. So we're going to have a good time, and you're participating in a good cause as well. So very excited about that. How was your week? I mean, was this your weekend? The celebration of me?
This was my Sunday for sure. But when I say it was the highlight, I think I felt very quarantined this weekend because I feel like a lot of my friends are starting to like either like move or travel or like be gone. And so I felt very like back to March this weekend where I was just kind of, I went and got a pumpkin spice latte, picked out some pumpkins, did some, decorating. And then yesterday I did all this, which was really fun. But I felt like it was like beginning of quarantine again.
Are people moving because they're moving out of LA or just like to work?
Back to work, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What'd you do this weekend? You were in Orange County.
I went down to Newport to see my sister Caroline and her girlfriend. They have their cute little place like right by the beach. It's a dream. Like I went down and they've just made it so cozy and homey, and it was like kind of cooler weather, and there was like college football on, and then we watched the Dodgers game.
College football.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Back in my prime. I'm getting further away from those days.
Yeah. I don't think I've watched college football since I was in college. And even then, I wasn't even watching. I was just drunk at the games.
Okay, so kind of not. I mean, that's very on brand for you. But I feel like having it on now is more kind of just, it's something about just having it on is comforting. And then we just had snacks and we're just like catching up. So it's not about sitting and watching the game diligently as much as it is about snacking diligently.
You know what's interesting? So I've never been that person. I also think because like I was raised in a Serbian household, like we just weren't like my parents were never really like sports people, like it wasn't like a thing for me growing up, so it just was never a thing for me as an adult. But I will admit the other day when I fell blading and I messed up my arm, and that whole Sunday I just like laid in bed and watched I can't remember what teams they were, but it was a football game, a basketball game, and then one other sports thing was on TV. And I'm not, there was a little bit of like
comfort
in it. Yeah. And I'm not invested in any of the teams that were playing. I think maybe it was a Laker game and I was invested in that.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
There was something kind of nice about it. And we just like ate food and just like watched a sport.
Yeah.
So I kind of see it a little bit.
You're a big Lakers fan, so you can relate to being just like a fan who sits down to watch the game.
Exactly.
Yeah, it was really fun. And then I was going to go back yesterday because my other sister, Hink, was there. And but Phoebe's horrible in the car, so driving with her anywhere is an absolute nightmare. And I had just gone back and forth the day before. And, in my head, I knew I had so much stuff to do at home and clean, and I was just going to put it off another day. And I was like, I'm just going to go home. I don't know how much I really accomplished, but it felt like I was being
responsible. Even if you accomplished one thing on your to-do list, that's one thing that you didn't do the day before.
I did. I cleaned the kitchen. So no, couldn't have done that any other time.
No.
But yeah, it was a good weekend. I'm just glad to have some sort of fall-like weather.
It's like very fall. By the way, I picked the windiest day in America to do this balloon shenanigan because watching me going in and out of Party City with like this many balloons was such a joke. And they were like, make sure you don't put the big ones with the small ones because they're going to get tangled. And I was like, I got this. And then sure enough, they're all tangled. So by the time I brought them in here, it was just like probably an hour of just detangling all of them. I was like,
I mean, I didn't think about the fact that there were this many balloons and you carrying them in and out, but I would love to see security footage of that episode. So good.
Oh, it was actually really good. Yeah, it was pretty good.
Did you go out with this weekend?
I went out to dinner. That's like my usual move now. Like I go, I feel safe in like two restaurants. So I either go to one of those two and have a couple bevvies and call it a day.
When do you think you'll be comfortable traveling again?
I know. You know what's funny? I was thinking about that because somebody asked me to travel next year in February. Oh. And I had and I like really had to think about it. I was like, oh, I mean, it feels far enough that I think I will be comfortable by February, but like, I don't know.
Well, hey, Mark Easton, what are y'all's thoughts on it?
February is right around the corner. February is like 3 months from now. I know. So I don't think anything's going to be dramatically different then than it is now.
Yeah, it's got to be at least next summer before there's like a real market change, I think.
Well, I'm saying personally traveling for y'all, like, is it like no go till it's allowed?
It depends. If I needed to go someplace alone, I would probably do that. But with the kids, I wouldn't do that. No.
So y'all aren't going back home anymore?
No, we're staying in the area for Christmas for the first time in 20 years. Wow.
I know.
I don't know. I guess because I traveled recently and it was such a like pleasant experience and I felt probably the cleanest I've ever felt on an airplane and in an airport. I guess I kind of like, I was nervous and anxious going into it, and after doing it, I feel more comfortable.
Well, I mean, our situation is we go to Wisconsin for Christmas every year, but my in-laws definitely have high-risk people in their family and high-risk people that they see in their family and quite a few people that don't seem to be taking this very seriously. And so we just don't think there's any upside to us going there and potentially bringing something there from the flight or the people on the layover or whatever.
It's
too much to deal with.
I feel like, and this sounds so weird to say Benny Blanco, but Benny Blanco really like kind of hit it in my head when he was just like, it's because he was saying he was like watching people on Instagram like partying and stuff, and he's like, it just feels irresponsible in a weird way, like if I don't have to, you know what I mean, like why am I putting myself and other people at risk? Also, there's like a bit of anxiety in it too for me, you know what I mean? So it's like a double-edged sword, and so I'm like, if I can just kind of stick through this time and just get through it, but then I keep saying that, like, remember we were like, oh, we'll be done with this in July 4th, and like,
yeah.
You know, I think mental health is a big thing too, and I'm starting to feel a little bit like, I don't know what the word is, but.
I think the whole thing, because before I went on my last trip, I had this like anxious feeling about going, and I think it comes in this, like we've been living in this world where we're like kind of staying in our bubbles, and so that's like really breaking a huge part of the bubble.
Right.
But I also had to get like kind of have this thing in my head of being like, am I going to live? How much longer am I going to feel safe? Like, even if they say, let's say we wait until everyone's like, it's safe to go now.
Right.
Go. Would I feel good then? Because then everyone's going. Like, I think I feel better right now.
And no. And then when you came back from your trip, your balloons are flying everywhere, everybody. When you came back from your trip, I feel like you got rejuvenated. Like there was a sense of like energy and vibe about you that I think came from just traveling a little bit.
I did. And that, I think because that was such a big part of my life before the pandemic, I traveled, like that was just part of work and also just, you know, what I like to do. And I think not having that for a while, I was really not that. I mean, I think everyone was feeling that's,
that? Sorry, that was my dryer.
Oh, her clothes are done. work from home.
Work from home.
But I think like not having that outlet of what I used to go and like refresh, you know, my mental state I really noticed it when I actually went somewhere.
Did it? I know.
And I also think the difference, like Mark said, like if I was going somewhere where people, other people were being irresponsible and or there were people who were at high risk, it'd be so different. Like that would be a selfish.
Right. I mean, you're not going to like the clubs in Louisiana.
The clubs. Yeah, yeah. I'm not hitting the clubs.
Baton Rouge, you know.
So yeah, I think it's just kind of a personal preference and being like responsible and thoughtful, but also at a certain point taking care of, if you're like, I need, or, and even if it's driving somewhere right now, like it was nice when we went to Palm Springs, it was just like a little getaway. So
yeah. And we're going to do that. And the other thing is that, you know, we've all kind of accepted that outdoor socializing is kind of on the list of acceptability. And man, in the upper Midwest in December and January, there's no outdoor congregating. Yeah. So that's another element to that. Because, you know, we've seen some friends out here and we've tried to do some stuff and eat at restaurants and it's just all outside. You know, yeah, we're not just never leaving the house. But in Wisconsin in December, you don't have a choice but to never leave the house.
That's a good point. Y'all would be very much cooped up in a...
It is actually going to be interesting to see if the restaurants here in LA get it, because it is going to get... It gets chilly at night. Not, yeah, I mean, no, no, it's not heaters. Snowing, but...
I think the heaters are
heat
enough.
Deals, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. I got pretty, like, nippy today.
Okay, today's kind of warm again.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I put on a sweatshirt and walked out and then came into Tanya's house and it was cozy. She was acting, it felt like it was like 50 degrees outside with how hot she had it.
I almost put the fire on for the first time this year.
Oh my, I run my fireplace all the time. I love the, like it's like tricks
I know,
my
I like,
brain.
I mean, I know, but it's just so hot. Like it's been so hot.
Yeah, my bills are out of control.
No, not even bills. It's just like, it's so like,
no, I'm saying my bills are out of control because I'm running the air and then I'm have the fire on. It's dumb, but it's helping me.
You know what? Our new slogan should just be like, do what you got to do.
Honestly.
Honestly, because I'm kind of with you. Like, I'm like, I need to go somewhere, but I'm scared to get on a plane. And it's like, I've been to Palm Springs and, you know, how far can I drive around here?
You can go pretty far on. I mean, you could go to Big Bear Lake. You could go to, like, Arrowhead for, like, if you wanted a change of scenery, you could go to Big Sur.
Snow. Is there snow there?
Not yet. I don't think, but... I don't think there will be snow for a while here. We're still fighting fire, so.
Mm. That's true.
But speaking of, like, you do what you got to do, did you see the whole, like, creamer saga? Like, my creamer to...
Yeah, but I didn't get it.
Well, I poured creamer, like, the Cinnamon Toast creamer into... I rarely drink coffee. And if I drink coffee, I normally get it from, like, you know, Starbucks or Alfred's or whatever.
And you never drink coffee.
Huh?
You never drink
coffee. Yeah, because it makes me tired. So there's, for me, it's more of like the experience of it. And so normally I get like a almond milk latte, just literally coffee, almond milk. And so I found this creamer while I was shopping for groceries on my phone. And it was Cinnamon Toast Crunch Creamer. And I was like, that sounds delicious. So I ordered cold brew, which I never do, but I wanted to try the creamer. So I order it, and I was trying to film like a artsy video of me pouring it, and apparently I used way too much creamer for the coffee, please. And everyone was like, Becca, are you kidding me? That was so much creamer. Like, I had people, I don't think I've ever gotten so many DMs about one,
really?
One story. Yeah.
Isn't that funny how like the most random things just really spark?
Ignite people.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, my coffee is delicious because it's basically just like half, you
coffee,
know, the cereal.
Half Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
You know, like the milk when you eat cereal at the end. It was like that, but with coffee. And it was so good. But then everyone got onto me. So I was worried about my health. So I tried like the serving size and that was garbage. So,
but like how much were you pouring in? Like a half a cup?
I don't know. I didn't feel that. I didn't feel like. In fact, I remember.
She's like, I don't know. I just like held it upside down for a minute. And then yeah.
And so everyone was like, Becca, the reason why you're tired is because you're pouring all that sugar. And I'm like, just let me live my life. Oh, I also drink Dr. Pepper. So like, I have my things. Let me live. But what I was going to say is you do what you got to do.
You just
get through the tough time.
Do what you got to do. I've turned to prunes. You're drinking
prunes.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch Creamer. And we're all one step ahead.
Prunes for digestion?
Yeah. Oh.
That's why I drink Dr. Pepper.
That's so interesting.
Yeah.
Because I'm just trying to do more natural things than, like, you know, those like Oxy, whatever, that if I haven't gone in a few days, I'll take those. But I'm like, I don't want to like take things to have to go to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. So prunes have turned to be quite a nice.
Without saying too much, things are working.
Things are working just fine over here. Happy about it.
We have exciting guests today on the podcast.
At least I have royalty. Scrubbing in royalty.
I mean, it's like a holiday what a cast member
is. Yeah.
Yeah. So we have Chris Carmack and Aaron Slaver coming on the podcast. So Chris plays a Link on Grey's Anatomy. If you don't watch Grey's Anatomy, I don't know what to tell you, but...
Well, he was also on the OC.
He was on Nashville. He was on the OC. I've been watching him for a long time. And then he and his wife have a duo. They're like in a duo band together. Is that how I say that?
Duo band group.
They make music
yeah,
together.
Yeah, they make music together.
So we're going to talk about their music. We're going to talk about Grey's Anatomy and see if he can tell us anything. So we're going to have a break and then we'll be back with them. Tanya, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home?
Honestly, no, there's not.
I swear when my house is clean, I feel motivated to do more, like at-home workouts or organizing my closet. I just feel more productive, like I'm ready to take on the day.
I totally agree. When my kitchen is clean and spotless, it makes things like meal prepping fly by. Clorox Scentiva provides a trusted clean with refreshing scents.
Find your home's signature scent. Is it coconut, grapefruit, or lavender? There's a scent for every vibe.
Step up your cleaning game.
With a powerful clean and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. All right, Tanya, Mother's Day is right around the corner.
I know, Becca. I've been racking my brain trying to come up with some gift ideas for all of the mothers in my life.
You know what could help you? Macy's Gift Finder. Shopping for Mother's Day is always challenging for me, so I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom, who already has everything.
What a great idea.
And Macy's Mother's Day gift guide has the perfect gift to make moms feel special.
Oh, I see here. You can shop by price, like $25 and under to $100 and under, or category like fragrance, handbags, and more.
There are also gift lists like gifts for the mom who has everything, gifts that are already wrapped, or even gifts for grandma.
Some of the top gifts I'm seeing are Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, the Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Chalet Dutch Oven.
Macy's has it all for mom. Shop at Macy's.com/giftfinder. Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes. 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
2 sisters and 1 friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay authenticity guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts, real people who love this stuff. With real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
All right, everybody, we have some very exciting guests today. We have Chris and Aaron Carmack in the Scrubbing In OR.
I'll start scrubbing in. I'm going to start scrubbing in right now.
Yeah, get it ready.
I mean, okay, so for any of you who are living under a rock who listen to this podcast, Chris is Link on Grey's Anatomy. So he is very familiar with scrubbing in. And he is part of a, I guess it's a duo, right? That's what a band with two people is, a duo.
Correct. That would be a duo. Yeah. Two people. One, two.
With his wife, Erin. And y'all's EP is out now.
Yes. Yes.
It's amazing, by the way.
Thank you.
I had a question for y'all because I wasn't sure if I had done some research. So this song, Turn to Stone, mm-hmm. Is that a cover or is that an original?
It is a cover, actually. And it's a cover of a song that was, the original was included in the same episode. That was, mm-hmm. That was a song that was played at the
wedding of Alex Carell.
Yes. I'm thinking, so I always get the actors' names in my head, but it's Izzy and Alex.
Izzy and Alex. And it was the episode Alex left the show on, so it was very fitting.
Well, it was originally played at the Izzy and Alex wedding.
Right, I know. And then it
so
was a throwback.
In the flashbacks, they used the original again, but then they wanted to play the song once again in another flashback in the episode, but they didn't want to use the same version
same
of it. So they asked us to do a cover of it, and they used it in the show. So it's very kind of cool that we got to be a part of this iconic Grey's moment.
Yeah, and you know what? I love that like Grey's Anatomy, it like embraces the fact that like, yes, you are part of like their family, but also they are supportive of your other projects and things that you have going on. I want to include you in that in the big picture, which I love. Love to see it.
Yes, cool. They are very, very supportive of all that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, we've had a few different Grey's Anatomy cast members on and even different people from Shondaland in general, and every single person says that it is that way, that they feel supported outside of the show and in their real lives with their families. And I don't know that everyone can say that in this industry.
No, you can't say that by and large in this industry. I've been really fortunate to be a part of several projects where there really is a beating heart and soul behind it all. This one, Grey's Anatomy, as well as a Nashville, which was my previous project, which had, you know, one of the biggest hearts of any show I've been a part of. It was really a special place to be. So,
and that's where you guys met, right?
It is.
We need the love story. like, did you meet and it was at love at first sight, or like who like went after who?
Yeah, no, it's a fun story because it's like my own little mini romantic comedy moments. I was just a musician, like a touring musician in Nashville. So I was in the background band of Juliet Barnes. So I didn't have like a huge part or anything, but I got to hang around set. And we were actually very highly respected by all the actors, like people like Chris and Chip Esten, who played Deacon. They were so respectful of us and our craft. So we actually made good friends with all of them. So then Chris and I were just friends. We had mutual friends. We hung out for years. I'd say like it was a couple, maybe 2 years we were just friends for before he actually asked me out. So we used to just...
There was some circling.
I was gonna say, wait, so for you though, like Chris...
The fin popped out of the water every now and again, you know?
Yeah, like I'm always so curious when people say that they were friends first, because was there, and there had to have been some attraction and like immediately, and what took you guys so long to like jump in?
Well, we were in the same circle of friends, right? So, mm-hmm. So I think it was,
and Chris
it was
just a, he had other girlfriends.
Okay. Yeah. That's, I mean, what,
you know,
waiting for.
A, that's what it was. You know, yeah. Little hitch in the giddy up. but no, but also we were in the same circle of friends. And so while we were hanging out, it's like, we didn't want to make things awkward. And you know, the opportunity never presented itself. You were dating somebody when I wasn't dating somebody.
Right.
Oh.
Well, I think Chris also, like, he saw me as a musician, like a colleague, not just, you know, a girl. He
I
met
found out she played
bar,
the violin
like other
the first year we were married. I didn't even know.
No, wow. That's a joke.
Well, we're team ruin the friendship over here. We're like,
yeah,
if
we're always,
you
like, ruin the friendship,
go for it. Because if it doesn't work out, then like, who cares? At least you tried.
Yeah, no,
that's what I'm thinking, you know, at least we tried.
Yeah.
Right. At least we tried.
Wait, so how long did you date before you got married? Like, how long was that period?
I think it was three years.
3 years. We dated for 3 years. Yes. Before we got married. We had a child for two of those.
We did things backwards.
One of those. I can't remember.
Yeah. We had a child first and then we got married a year ago.
Honestly,
2 years later,
I feel like the real test is when you have the kids. Yeah. So you may actually have done it the right way, according to what I've heard. Because everyone I talk to, they get married, they have kids, and they're like, I don't feel like I was properly warned for how hard it is to have a baby and work as a partnership. So
it is trying.
It was it was already pretty real by the time we tied the knot.
Yeah.
Y'all are like, okay, we still like each other. Let's make it official.
Yeah, and so like add being parents together and now also being bandmates together.
Yes.
There's a lot of, you know, moments.
I need a hobby.
Well, actually, I was actually going to ask, so like, Erin, this has been something that you've been doing, you know, this is like your thing. Uh-huh. Chris, was this something that just because you started dating, you realized, oh, I want to like tinker with this music side? Or like, how did you start the duo?
Well, no. I've been making music for a very long time. I've been writing and performing all around. Well, I performed around Los Angeles before I even moved to Nashville. One of the reasons I got the part was because I was a functional musician and singer. And
more than functional.
Well, you know, all of us that were involved with Nashville actually had a little bit of a, you know, a music bug and had performed quite a bit. But when we got to Nashville, like she said, we were very sort of appreciative of the musicians because we had never, probably speak for myself, but probably for the others too, sort of been in a pool of musicians of that caliber of talent. So it just kind of blew us away and we all had to, you know, come up to the next level. And I think we did, and we went for tours and, you know, so music was something, and I made an EP myself that I had released and then I toured on a little bit. But when we started dating, we started performing together a little bit. We performed at the Grand Ole Opry, mm-hmm. and we performed, somebody actually just tweeted us a video of us performing at CMA Fest that I had forgotten about.
It's like a natural progression.
We were playing together, but then we started writing some songs together, and then we started recording a little together, and we liked the chemistry, and we decided to pursue it.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, so... You do this together. It's your job. You're in this band together. You're married. You're parenting together. Do you feel like, because you're doing it all together, do you feel like there's this moment of like,
oh,
I need an
escape?
Because that music is a hobby and it's a passion for people and it's kind of what they do to escape. But you can't escape each other because you live together, you parent together, and you're in a band together.
It's
yes.
a lot.
The short answer is yes.
But see, okay, if I'm the kind of person though, I'm so happy to do everything together. Like, I'm like, let's go to the gym together. Let's get smoothies together. Let's do the yoga class together. Let's work out. Yeah.
That's me.
So I've started doing.
That's me.
So I've suddenly developed an interest in plumbing. Hey, babe, I got to go plumb
you
under the house, you know?
Like...
Let's sink to some That's toilet water.
So
drip
funny.
Chris definitely is somebody who likes more of his own space. So
however, that said, with the short answer being yes, the long answer is that while, you know, music was always sort of a space I occupied by myself and really enjoyed as this sort of sacred lone meditation on songwriting and producing and creating and practicing, I will say that if it still occupied that place today, I wouldn't get to explore music in the way that I get to explore it since we do it together. You know, it would be sort of a much more selfish endeavor that I would have to be carving time away from my family to do. And in this respect, when I spend time on music, I'm investing in our family.
Yeah. I mean, and y'all probably get to do, I mean, music essentially is storytelling, and y'all are kind of going through things as a couple that you probably have a lot to say and write songs about, I would imagine. We all have, you know, those of us who aren't songwriters wish we could write songs.
Oh, I wish I could. Oh, I would write some doozies.
Some emotional ballads.
Oh my gosh, I would write some tear jerkers. But I just don't have, I don't have the music in me.
Oh, you got it. You got it.
Well, she's got it in her. It's just
a little tone
just
deaf.
Getting it out.
Yeah. This might be like way TMI, but I just like have to know, because I think that I've like always had this weird, I don't want to say like fetish is not the right word. Everybody, like, there's something sexy about like a musician. Do you know what I mean? Like when you're like at a show and you're like, oh, it's like, that's like the hot, you know,
I
like
love musicians.
Right. Like, is there something like, is it weird? Like when you guys perform together, do you just like want to like, is this, do you get what I'm trying to say? Like, does it spice things up in other areas?
That's why I love, I totally hear you. I think there's always, there's an important thing about chemistry with the people you perform with on stage, right? And I've been in so many bands, and you have to find that chemistry, even if it's like girl on girl and not like a romantic chemistry, because it's fine if it is, but it's not for me. But I think with Chris, we already have that chemistry, but it is amplified when we're performing together. We can control ourselves.
I know the longer we perform together, the more likely it is I'll find somebody in the band to connect with.
Very funny.
I'm just kidding. No, Aaron makes all of the, Aaron says all of the serious answers, and I just throw in jail.
No, because I think like, I sometimes think if like my boyfriend were to like perform some sort of guitar or something, I would just pummel him that night.
She like is turned on when he cuts fish or something. Like he'll be cutting fish and she's like, it was just so hot. How
so your boyfriend's probably going to start writing a song right now.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I don't know about that. But...
Yeah, no, there's definitely moments of chemistry when we're performing. I'd say particularly when we used to have the opportunity to perform on stage. That's a different type of performing and adrenaline than playing in our family room. Even when we're doing, we've done some Instagram lives and stuff, and you got an audience, but it's a little different. So
yeah.
But it's like seeing someone in their element, seeing someone perform that what they do best is always sexy, right? I mean, like I could watch Chris do his thing on, you know, acting or
his plumbing.
In his acting world. And I'm like, wow, I can't believe you can do that, you know?
Well,
I was going to ask, were you a Grey's Anatomy fan before he got the part of Link?
I mean, who isn't, right? I Grey's Anatomy, I think I was maybe still in high school when it first came out. So I remember watching it just anytime it was on and getting into the storylines and stuff. And then, you know, life came and I barely had time to watch any TV, but of course, once you got the part, we caught up. And it's just such a, you know, great show. It just never runs out of stories to tell. So
believe me.
You're actually very lucky because, so obviously we're in quarantine, so we're not in the studio right now, but we have, so we're like diehard Grey's Anatomy fans. Yeah, we have these pillows with all your faces on them.
Do I have a pillow? Tell me there's a Link pillow.
I'm pretty sure there's a Link pillow. I mean, there's
I'm new. So, you know, if there isn't, it's okay.
That's true. I don't remember when we got them, but
it was when Camilla was on the show, wasn't it?
Yeah, and she saw them and she autographed her face. It was so funny because they're just like the scariest looking pillows. But
who was it?
Camilla.
Oh, Camilla. She's hilarious.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're diehard fans and
we love your character.
I have switched who I want you with. I mean, I've gone back and forth. I'm like Joe, and then I'm like, well, now he has a baby with Amelia, so I'm like rooting for that. But
I think I'm team Joe.
They really opened the door when Alex left because y'all had the friendship before, so it was like
it would have been a very cute
couple. You know, hey, Let's leave it at that.
Well, because you guys started filming recently again, right?
We did start filming recently. Yes.
Is the next season going to pick up where we were left off, or are they going to? Because I know that they said that there were episodes that didn't get to air.
Correct. So the next season is going to, it's going to pick up shortly after we left off, but it's going to pick up in the current world of COVID. And at one time I knew the exact time frame, but at this point it's foggy. I feel like 5 weeks or something like that. And yes, we did start filming some episodes that we did not get to finish. And I think that they are going to incorporate some of that footage into the current season premiere so that we get to see some of what we missed last season too.
Oh, that's exciting. When he comes home from a day on set, are you like, tell me everything, or do you respect the fact that he's not supposed to say anything?
Well, you know, I actually have the awesome job of sometimes reading lines with him. So I kind of know, what scene are you filming today? Oh, that one, you know? So I kind of know what's going on. But, and most of the time, Chris has long days. So he gets home and that's probably the last thing he wants to talk about.
Yeah, true. I mean, we're like such geeks. We're like, tell us everything.
We went to the set, like this was probably like maybe a month before lockdown or before quarantine.
It was like 2 weeks before.
Two weeks before quarantine. We actually got to get a tour of the set. And so we were like...
So embarrassed. When we tell people on the show this, I get so cringed.
I don't, but this is it, we are his audience.
Okay, but we wore scrubs to the set, and so everyone was confused as we were walking around because they were like, are you performing.
Yeah,
they're guest stars.
Extras.
Aw.
Yeah.
So we were like, we saw the staircase, and we would like reenact the scenes of when we went back in the day when they were interns, and we're like, and then we went in the elevator, and I was just like, this is the elevator. Like, it was so wild.
A lot has happened in that elevator.
Well, thank y'all both so much for coming.
Wait, that's not, we're not done.
Oh.
Oh, wait, I guess you can't really tell us much about.
Yeah. Well, I didn't want to take like all their time. I mean, I could sit here for hours. We could talk about.
I know. We just want to know, like,
that they'd give to people who are friends who feel. Okay. This is a great thing to end on. The other day, Tanya and I are having a conversation about how she doesn't believe in right person, wrong time. And I feel like y'all are a great example of that because y'all were friends for 2 years before you were romantically involved. And I was shocked that she said this because in my head, I'm like, there's so many times where we're not the person that we're meant to be when we meet the right person or the person that we're supposed to.
I think it's an excuse.
I guess that just, I you know what? I'm going to guess that Tanya's more of a romantic and Becca's more of a pragmatist. Am I right in that?
Yeah, you're pretty spot on.
Yeah, because the romantics are the ones who are like, no, you know, just know, and you grab and you conquer and you just do it. Yeah. You go for it. And the pragmatists are a little bit more like, you know, I'll wait. I'll just, you know, there's something going on right now. I don't want to ruin their relationship and their life. And I'm a little bit more like that, Becca, myself, which probably explains, and probably you.
Well,
are
I think, you know, everything always works out for a reason is how I live my life. So, you know, whatever is meant to be will be. And that's.
Are you a Capricorn, Becca?
I'm a Scorpio.
Oh, okay. All right.
We're both Tony's a Cancer.
So I didn't know if maybe that was a Capricorn.
Oh, thing. That's such a Capricorn way of thinking. I'm a Cancer, so like bleeding emotion.
Gotcha.
I mean, I hear you, but I just feel like if you're trying to make something happen and the emotion on the other hand is not returned from the other end, it's just, you're just setting yourself up for you know, which I feel like I've done, is set myself up for disappointment. And so I don't know. Just letting it work out.
Oh, some realists over here.
Boring. Oh.
Wait till you hear my EP, guys. Because it's got some highs and some lows.
We'll have to put some auto-tune on it before it goes live. Yeah.
Thank you guys seriously so much for joining us. Again, their EP, Stonewall, is out now.
Yeah. Yes. Check it out, please.
Yeah, check it out. And then I should know this. Grey's Anatomy returns November
17th. November this.
I knew you would know.
Yeah, I was going to say it's in my calendar.
For Aaron to answer.
I know. I've seen it enough times online. I know.
I don't
Wait, just one more quick question before we go. Who's your best friend on Grey's Anatomy, like in real life?
Oh, well, you know, I get along very well with the people I work with. Camilla and Katarina both are, they're the ones that I have most of my scenes with. And I will say that I've gotten along with both of them very well.
Okay.
Who's the funniest on set?
Oh, the funniest.
Yourself?
That's tough. I'm definitely the funniest by far. No, Camilla cracks me up. She's hysterical. Love Jesse her. Williams too. Hysterical.
Interesting. I would not expect that.
In a very subtle, in a very sort of subtle, dry way. He just.
Okay.
I was
okay.
Say, I imagine sarcasm and dry humor from him.
Yeah. But always pretty on point. I mean, yeah, he's hilarious.
All right.
Yeah.
We love the insider info.
Yeah, we love
it. Just love it. Just love it.
We're like anything you can give us, we'll take. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah. Thank you so much for the time.
Happy anniversary.
You guys are hilarious. It was really nice to be here.
Thanks so much.
All right. Bye.
Bye. We should wear scrubs.
I know. We should have worn scrubs. next time.
Next time. Bye.
Bye. Bye, guys.
They're so cute.
So cute.
I wish that y'all could have... I wish that there was a video so y'all could see how cute they looked sitting next to each other. The lighting was perfect.
I know. They just, actually look really in love. We should have told them that because I feel like couples like to hear that.
I'm sure they'll listen to this episode, right?
Yes.
And a correction. Grey's Anatomy comes back November 12th, not the 17th. So none of us knew what we were talking about.
And I'm almost embarrassed I don't have that memorized. I had it in my calendar, but I didn't even know where my calendar was. I was just so mesmerized.
Yeah, so just a correction. November 12th is the season 17
premiere
of Grey's Anatomy. Tanya, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home?
Honestly, no, there's not.
I swear when my house is clean, I feel motivated to do more, like at-home workouts or organizing my closet. I just feel more productive, like I'm ready to take on the day.
I totally agree. When my kitchen is clean and spotless, it makes things like meal prepping fly by. Clorox Scentiva provides a trusted clean with refreshing scents.
Find your home's signature scent. Is it coconut, grapefruit, or lavender? There's a scent for every vibe.
Step up your cleaning game.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. All right, Tanya, Mother's Day is right around the corner.
I know, Becca. I've been racking my brain trying to come up with some gift ideas for all of the mothers in my life.
You know what could help you? Macy's Gift Finder. Shopping for Mother's Day is always challenging for me, so I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom, who already has everything.
What a great idea.
And Macy's Mother's Day gift guide has the perfect gift to make moms feel special.
Oh, I see here. You can shop by price, like $25 and under to $100 and under, or category like fragrance, handbags, and more.
There are also gift lists like gifts for the mom who has everything, gifts that are already wrapped, or even gifts for grandma.
Some of the top gifts I'm seeing are Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, the Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Chalet Dutch Oven.
Macy's has it all for mom. Shop at macys.com/giftfinder. Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes. 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
2 sisters and 1 friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts, real people who love this stuff, with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
So a couple of weeks ago, we had a scrubber post in the group on behalf of a coworker and friend talking about her. She was throwing her daughter a birthday. No one could come. Like, a lot of people didn't RSVP, and she had had another friend who had a birthday party, and everyone showed up. And so the mom was just like really, you know, sad for her daughter. And just, I think at the end of it, she said, "This hurts my heart so much. It always happens to my children. Same thing happened to Mason, who's the little girl's brother, where none of his friends showed up." So the coworker, who is a scrubber, said, "Would you mind if I shared this with this group that I'm a part of? Like, they always show up for people when, you know, they're in a tough situation. Like, could we all send cards? Like, would you mind sending your address? And do you mind if I share?" So she said, "Sure, that's fine." So this post has 207 likes, and then I can't even tell on my phone how many comments, but
the amount, 215 comments.
The amount of people who sent this little girl birthday gifts and cards from our scrubbing in group was like,
makes me emotional.
I mean, I was like sobbing looking at all the photos, because they were posting like her opening them, and I just feel like this is something that I think the mom will never forget.
Yeah.
Like, seeing these people show up. I just thought it was the cool. When Mark brought it up last week, and then I saw it in the group, and I was just,
it is. It's just like, it's away. So special, because I just feel like right now, especially, mm-hmm. everything is so tense and so negative, and like people just, I feel like they're drowning, you know? And it's like this community, like, you know, our Facebook group, this podcast, it's like, it continues to be this light, and it's so wild.
I know. I just, there was something so, the fact that her brain went, "Can I share this in this group that I'm a part of?" spoke volumes itself.
And then everybody stepped up.
I know.
Like, she didn't just share it, and it was like not seen.
But I just want to say, like, first thanks to Allie for posting it and like reaching out, because I know that that mom was probably so grateful that you even just acknowledged what was going on, and then the fact that you were willing to share it, and then the fact that our freaking scrubber showed up like they always do.
Always do. It's just, it's really something else. Like, it's really something else, and so, so special. And we have to grow it. We have to grow it. Honestly, I feel like we have to grow it, especially with everything that's going on right now. You know what I mean? And I just feel like negativity and toxicity is taking over.
Yeah.
We need to grow our community to like fight against it.
Yeah. I mean, they're doing it. The little engine that could is doing the most. So happy 7th birthday to Lily.
Happy birthday, Lily.
Her birthday was October 22nd. So it's already passed, but, and like I said, shout out to Allie Cook and to the scrubbers. Y'all are just the greatest. We say it all the time, but in those moments, I really just feel the immense difference of this group versus other social media groups and platforms.
For sure.
Thank y'all.
We love you.
Yeah, we love you.
Also, I don't want to toot my own horn. But I was really suspect about this cake that I baked for Becca. Like, I was like, oh, I don't know. I use like a different pan and like all these things. It is moist and delicious.
It's so good. It's so moist that I even hate the word moist. And I was like, that was my first description because
the sprinkles, like when you cut the cake, the sprinkles are supposed to like shoot out like a volcano and it didn't quite do the trick.
They didn't do that. But it was pretty.
Yeah,
it
still had slowly trickled down, yeah. Like little water droplets.
Yeah.
I know for next time just to shove more in there.
Yeah, I don't know if you want them shooting out. Seems
yeah,
messy.
You do. No, you want. Oh. That's why I got like a big boat around the cake. Oh. Shoot right out.
Oh, yes, there is a big boat. Oh, wait, Mark, before you start, by the way, next week is, what is the day Texture X Day? I think it's actually on October 30th, which is my birthday.
Yeah, Texture X Day.
Which is Friday. But we're going to go ahead and extend it to Monday, and we're both going to be texting our exes.
Do you know which ex you're going to text?
I really only have one.
Oh, so it's got to be the one. Shoot, well, no list over there.
I mean, I could do, I mean... Unless I went with like Chris Soules or something, but like as far
that's
as
an
relationships,
option, he's next.
Yeah, but
Tanya, who will you be?
48 hours.
I don't know. You know, it's interesting. I didn't really, I honestly, like when they brought it up, I was like, yeah, sure, sounds fun. And then today in our morning show meeting, everybody was like, yeah, that's lame. We don't want to text our exes. And I was like, shoot. Like you, it's true.
Yeah, that's true.
So now I'm like, well, what if some of them are married? Like, maybe I don't want to go down that path. So I have
well,
to
that's
kind
a
of,
good point. You don't want
to peruse.
Well, this
disrupt.
Literally takes us back to our conversation last week about texting our ex that y'all were so against me about.
Maybe we scrap it.
It's a national holiday. Come on. You know, where's your text your ex spirit?
If you decide to do it, will you run it by your current partners?
Yeah. I mean, I'd be respectful at least and say we're doing a... It's a holiday. Do you mind?
Don't forget the reason for the season.
Yeah.
The reason for the season. I don't know. Maybe we scrap it.
We'll just see how...
I just need to see if some of mine are entwined.
Yeah. Well, try if you can find one that's not entwined.
Yeah. The one I was thinking of, I have no idea.
Who?
I can't tell you.
Is this like a ex that you went on a few dates with?
This is an ex from like past, like my first kiss.
Oh.
Just, yeah. Well, we've had that guy on the radio show.
Yeah. But I don't know if he's married or not. Feels not nice if he is.
Right.
Yeah. 'Tis the reason for the season.
Right. But then I'm like, that's what I'm saying. Are we being contradictory? Because literally last week we were like, it's so bad to text your exes. Like, don't even go down that path. I mean,
hold
granted.
On. No. What we said was you shouldn't text your ex, hey, how you doing? You okay? I hear you're having a baby. Like, that's bad. That all struck me as bad.
True,
texting
true.
Your ex to say, hey, it's text your ex day. How's it going? If you guys don't want to do it, I'm totally fine with it. I'm just saying it's different.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I think it's fun. I mean, you know my views on this, so this feels innocent enough in a respectful way.
Correct.
To all involved.
Correct.
So we may or may not be doing that on Monday.
Great tease.
Yeah. But either way, you're going to get some great content.
Yeah, I would tune in anyway to see what happens. Okay, Mark.
How about this?
Okay.
If we don't decide to text our exes, we could do something like a little racier or something. I don't know.
Ooh.
I have to think about it.
I love how she acts like she had the idea, got us all locked in, and then she don't really have the idea.
I don't have it yet.
But
there's a lot of balls turning in here.
Lots of things orbiting around.
Lots of things orbiting. Yes.
All right, Mark.
Email is from Lindsay. I am 33 years old, and I have a physical disability called spina bifida, same as Zola on Grey's Anatomy. Thank you, Lindsay, for explaining that to us in Grey's Anatomy terms. We get it now. I have come to a point in my life where I'm ready to move out of my parents' house. I've struggled for a long time looking for a full-time job and was lucky enough to find one about 2 years ago. Because of my physical disability, my parents are always worried about me. A few weeks ago, I had a girls' weekend with my family. When I woke up in the morning and opened the bedroom door, I overheard my mom and aunt talking about how my mom feels like I'm nowhere near being ready to move out. I am struggling with when to make that next step and feeling somewhat stuck. What would you do? Would you start the process now of looking for a place, or would you take this time and work on yourself and start the process 6 months from now?
I feel like this is probably a little bit difficult for all of us to answer, because I feel like you're in a unique position, right, of your parents obviously care about you and they love you and they don't want you to struggle or do something that you're not ready for yet. But at the same time, sometimes I think parents can be a little overprotective when it comes to making sure that nothing bad happens to their kids.
Right.
Mark, you can correct me if I'm wrong.
Absolutely right. And especially in this situation, they're going to be overprotective naturally.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think you kind of have to, this is something like a decision that you're going to have to make for yourself and not think about if your parents think you're ready, and focus on if you think you're ready for it, because it will be a big step and there will be discomfort, just like anyone moving out on your own for the first time. It's exciting, but there also is this sense of it's scary. It doesn't feel as safe as like your old home with your parents. And at the same time, though, if you're like, okay, I'm going to really take time to work on myself so I know what I need to do to feel ready and to maybe make my parents prove to my parents that I am more comfortable and ready. But I think it's going to come from you.
Yeah, I think so too. I think at the end of the day, everybody in your life has an opinion on what you should and shouldn't do, regardless of what it is, moving out, like mm-hmm. just everything. And I think it's important to take everybody's advice and hear people out, because obviously they love you and want the best for you. But at the end of the day, you also need to kind of go with your gut. And if that's a step that you're ready to take, it's a step that you want to take, like, know that you are fully equipped to make that decision for yourself. And I have no doubt, like, you're going to land on your feet.
Your parents are never, ever going to think you're ready, because they're not ready and they're never right. going to be ready. They've been looking after you and trying to keep you safe for 33 years. They're never going to think it's the right time. So when you do, that's when it's time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like your parents are always going to be there to help you
totally
when you need the help. So don't think that once you move out, you never need your parents again, because that's not how it works.
Yeah. I always think that too, like when you think about big decisions, you know what I mean? And you're like, they're so final.
Yeah.
And then it's like at the end of the day, you have your friends and your family that are there to pick you up in case you fall, you know?
It's true.
It is true.
Wait, what was the election thing you had?
All right. So I know that we're 1 week away from election day, and everyone says, hey, you got to vote. Make sure you vote. Everybody vote. And I know it's cliche and it sounds trite at this point and you're sick of hearing it. So I tried to come up with something that would maybe make it resonate a little more, because it is really important to me that everybody votes. There's a kind of a rap on America, kind of a thing people complain about in America, that America works best for old, rich, white dudes. Especially old, rich, white, straight Christian dudes. Like, if you're that, you're going to live a good life and nothing bad's going to go wrong for you ever, really. So there's a reason for that. Those people vote every time. Every time there's an election. If you hear there's a 15% turnout, it was all old white dudes voting. So the point of this is, I know you're sick of it all and you just want this season to be over because it's been brutal.
I'm one of those people.
Yes. Can't wait for it to be done.
But also scared for it to be done.
Well, that's true, yeah. But if you're a woman or transgender or non-binary, or if you're not rich or you're young or you're not straight, it is most important that you vote, because the only way we'll ever get to a place where America works for everybody is if everybody votes. Also, I know that, like, if you're a Trump supporter in California or a Biden supporter in Alabama, you feel like, well, it's not going to make any difference who's going to win my state. It doesn't matter. Governors, representatives, city council, school board is a big one in my area. All these propositions, they will affect your life in some way. And you have a strong opinion on something. I know you do. Something you're really passionate about. You got to go out and make your voice heard, because the people who disagree with you on that, they're definitely voting. And that's what I wanted to say.
I'm so glad you said that, because it's so true. I think we're all, it's been so tense and heavy, and you're just hearing vote everywhere. But there's a reason why people are saying it. It's because a lot of the times people don't go out and vote. And I've always been one of those people who just kind of went, kind of guessed who I was voting for, not even realizing how significant it is that you know not just the president. I mean, that alone is very important. And please educate yourself on both.
I know, but I do think a lot of people think like, oh, I don't really want either of them. So
I'm so sick of that. I'm so tired of that.
Because there's so much to the ballot. You know what I mean? Like there's so much more to be voting for. Like it's not just, I mean, obviously the president is a huge part of it, but it's not just that.
Yeah. And but also it's like, after this, I'm going home and I'm literally going to study all the things that I'm able to vote for in my area, my state. Like I'm not just, you know, voting for the president and then moving on. Like you really do have a say in what's going on around you. And we're so lucky and that we get to have the privilege of voting and the right to vote. And like if you have the opportunity, take advantage of that, because not everyone has that opportunity.
For sure.
And I know you're going to spend the day doing this, Becca, but I also don't want it to feel like homework and studying, because people are really going to avoid it there too. And so what I recommend to people, there's so many endorsements online. Find a group that you trust and agree with. They will guide you along the propositions they support and the people they support. And that way you don't have to spend an entire day poring over this and studying all this stuff. And because it's a lot.
No. Yeah. I have little cheat sheets of like different propositions and what they mean. I tried to sit down and read the information guide and I was like, forget no chance. This is getting me anywhere. But like Mark said, there's so much information on social media. Find the people that you respect.
People in your family. Like my mom is all into this. Like she's so like well educated. So I ask her about so many of the props. I'm like, what is this? Yeah. She's like, you want yes. I'm like, but she's right, you know what I mean, because we have a lot, our values and our, you know, are very similar. So
yeah, it's true though, but I know we're all feeling the same way. No one's stoked about this time right now. It's been pretty dark and tense. After you do it, go find something exciting, lighthearted, and heartwarming to cleanse your palate. Seriously.
No, seriously. Saturday, was it Saturday? My girlfriend was just like driving back from a lunch she had and we were on the phone and she got stuck in like a Trump rally. Mm-hmm. And I could like hear it. I was on the phone with her. I could like hear it and it was so gnarly. And I'm on my run and my son run and I like think I have COVID because I'm like, you know that feeling where you drink a lot of coffee and you haven't eaten so you just feel like, there's like weird,
jittery
like jittery, but like super tired. Yeah. Like I was just drained and I was like, I have Corona. I'm running by a Biden rally. And like all this is going on in a matter of like 10 minutes. And I just like freak out. I was like, I need to go home and like sit on my couch and gather my thoughts. I get on my phone. I look at my calendar and I'm like, I'm about to get my period. So that's what this feeling is. But it's like, you know what I mean? Like, I think everything is just adding to it. And you just get in your head of like, I like fully was going to go get tested. She was like, just go get tested. And so you have it. And I was like, I'm just going to go sit on the couch and like, you know, I didn't cough. I didn't have any other symptoms, but the draining tired was like plaguing me. And I was like, it's COVID. I got it. Who did I see yesterday?
I've had several COVID scares. Goes away every time.
It's all draining though. Like all of this is so emotionally and physically draining.
I know. And I don't know if we've talked about this, but if you haven't watched The Social Dilemma on Netflix, I highly recommend it because it's very eye-opening to not only how toxic social media can be in the sense of, you know, like young people and the comparison and all that, but they were saying the political like division that it's caused, it's made people not even, it's like tearing apart friendships and relationships and families because it's so geared towards one side either way on social media, because that's how they get you to pay attention. Mm-hmm. And I found it to be very eye-opening and also kind of like to put my phone down for a second.
Do you know that I've been going to bed with my phone on airplane mode lately.
Oh.
And it's been helping me a lot because, you know, I've been having some trouble sleeping lately and I've just been trying to just do like, again, I don't want to take anything. So I'm trying to do like natural things. Mm-hmm. And one of them is putting my phone on air. That's why I texted you, Mark, the other night and was like, I don't even know what I asked. Something about work, but because I have like my schedule. And so I just want to make sure my schedule is the same for the next day. Cause I'm like, I'm going on airplane mode. Nobody can reach me.
So you don't normally put it on do not disturb or anything when you go to bed?
No, never. Oh, I mean, it doesn't wake me. My phone doesn't wake me up, but there's this weird sense of like knowing that nobody can get through to me. I'm not like thinking about checking my phone. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's like a weird mental thing. So, I mean, obviously I set my alarm for really early, and I think I actually have you, Mark, as one of my people that can get through to me. When
oh, thank you.
Mode.
I'm one of your favorites.
Yeah.
That's nice.
But yeah, I've been doing that the past couple of nights, and it's been really helping me sleep.
Okay, last thing before we go. So last night, watched this movie, this new movie on Netflix. It's called Over the Moon.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the one I watched.
No, what did you watch?
Love Guaranteed.
Oh, I didn't watch that. Okay, this is like an animated movie. Has anyone heard of this, Over the Moon?
No.
Okay, so the movie's very emotional. It's about this girl whose mom, like, passes away of cancer, and then she's trying to get to the moon because there's, like, someone up there that can grant her a wish. And then she finds out the whole point of the... Well, I guess I won't tell you. It's a very emotional movie. And then we found out, we were, like, reading up on it to see, like, where the story came from, and I guess the screenwriter... Also, when she was going through cancer when she was writing it, and she wrote it for her daughter as a way for her daughter to watch it and be able to, like, move on, you know, like, process her death. And we were both just so, Haley and I were so emotional.
I don't think I can handle that right now. Like, so I honestly, cute. I don't think I can handle that right now.
No, it's so sweet. And like, it's so well done. It literally was just the cutest little surprise of a movie to watch.
Well, if you're on the flip side like I and can't I just can't cry, like I can't watch that right now. Maybe give me a month and I'll watch it.
Okay.
And you need just some lighthearted rom-com. Love Guaranteed was the cheesiest, cutest movie. I literally watched it and was just like quoting it the whole next day. It was so freaking cute. I'm going to watch it again. It made me feel so good inside.
Wow.
If not going to spoil it, but
if
like
you're going to say it's cheesy, that makes me kind of nervous. Like, if you're admitting that it's cheesy.
Well, I know, but it's not. I don't think you would think it was too cheesy. It's just the right amount of cheese.
Like a Lifetime movie?
No. Okay. Like, like How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Oh, that's not cheesy.
That's a little cheesy. A little wrong. Monster-in-Law.
Oh, you always bring up Monster-in-Law.
It's like one of the greatest movies of our generation. Yes, it is. You need a little giggle in your day. That's a good movie to throw on.
No, I throw on How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days or The Wedding Planner.
Okay.
Also a good one. Well,
oh, The Wedding Planner. I need to watch one of those tonight. That's what I need tonight.
Oh, well, after that thrilling movie review from the two of us, I think we're going to have to call it quits till next Monday, where we may or may not text our ex.
And if we do not, we're going to get...
We'll do truth or a surprise truth or drink or something.
No, I'm going to think of something. I'm going to think of something out of the box.
Okay. Until then, have a great week.
We love you.
Go vote, and we'll see you next... Or we won't see you. We'll see each other, but we'll talk to you next week. And we love you guys, as always. Y'all are the best. Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by 2 sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use?
a wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.